opportunity to address such a distinguished audience. Let me start by saying just a few words about my own background. I am a sociologist. I work for the Argentine Ministry of Science and Technology, and I am doing my PhD thesis in the Latin American Faculty of Social Sciences in Buenos Aires, Flaxo, with the mentorship of Juan Rochards. Today, I'd like to put in the picture about the differential effect of research evaluation systems into on their individual career trajectories in Argentina. The purpose of this talk is to share some findings about the features in the research background and career trajectory that have an effect on the chances of entering and being promoted up its career hierarchy. The subject can be looked at under the following headings. Firstly, some features about the evaluation system in Argentina. Secondly, the analytic model, methodology, and data. And finally, the most important findings. Let's start with the evaluation system at the National Research Council of Argentina, the Consejo Nacional de Investigaciones Científicas y Técnicas, or CONICET, which is the central employer of public research staff in the country. First of all, I would like to say that the researchers affiliated with CONICET are public servants who are required by competitive examination. There is an annual public call for an open competition. Secondly, I would like to clarify that the scientific career at CONICET has five stages. The first two levels are early positions, assistant researcher and adjunct researcher, and the following three levels are senior positions, independent researcher, principal researcher, and superior researcher. Thirdly, I would like to highlight that the mechanism for promotion is a non-competitive one. Each researcher must fulfill a set of evaluation criteria, but it's not necessary to win or defeat over a colleague. Fourthly, the process evaluation takes place at the CONICET main office, not at the level of research institutes or labs. And the evaluators are over 20 disciplinary committees. Finally, the evaluation systems foresees different minimum periods of permanence at each hierarchy level and a maximum period of permanence at the first level. That covers the first part of our presentation about the evaluation system in CONICET, at CONICET in Argentina. Now we come to the second part about the methodology design of this analysis. We have studied the world population of the 599 researchers who were at the early levels of their research career in 2012 and who belong to one of two evaluation committees, namely the Disciplinary Committee on Biochemistry and Molecular Biology and the Disciplinary Committee on Industrial Engineering and Biotechnology. The data are mainly provided by the researcher CVs entered into the CBR database of the Argentine Ministry of Science and Technology. Some missing items on that database were gathered from CONICET records, and we also used some information from Scopus and the CIMAGO journal rank indicators. We compute a logistic regression model and, as a complementary technique, a classification tree to estimate the probability of promotion in 2013 and 2014 in the CONICET career system. We do this with a set of 13 relevant predictors, and our predictors or variables are the participation in postdoctoral research abroad, a position in a typology of research focus, who was which was created for this purpose, considering the activities that the researchers have been involved in over the last 5 years, and identifying categories such as classical academician, service-oriented academician, management-oriented academician, dissemination-oriented academician, and multifocal academician. The third variable is timing of promotion to current level, years at current level, different measures of science and technology productivity during the last 5 years, the mentoring of PhD students, obtain prizes or awards, obtain research grants outside CONICET, and the specialty, molecular biology or biotechnology, and evaluation committee the researcher belongs to. That's it, the data and methodology there. That brings us to the findings of our work. I will explain this according to the two transitions. The first transition is from the first rank to the second one, and the second transition is from the second rank to the third one. I want to say that in first transition, 40% of assistant researchers in 2012 were promoted to the following category in the following 2 years. And in the second transition, the 26% of researchers were promoted to the following category in the following 2 years. Finalists. Let's start with the first transition and with the low-risk regression.